This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the American Family Farmer. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with another week of information trying to help out the American Family Farmer. This program is dedicated to bettering the lives of family farmers, bolstering rural communities, telling stories, as you'll hear in a few minutes, about things that are unusual. It's not just about ham and eggs. It's not about poultry. It's not about pork. It's not about beef. It's not about just growing lettuce it's about the entire atmosphere that is changing so rapidly on the American family farm. So we have a story that's a great story. I want to know how you're doing. You can always reach out to me at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com with ideas of things that you want me to talk about. I'm always interested in getting to the heart of what it is that you're all doing. One of the things I do want to share with you from the news desk this week is a story that you may or may not be aware of. That's why I want to pass it along. I don't remember this gentleman's name, and I'm sort of paraphrasing the information because I got it off of watching a late-night interview on television with a fellow who is probably, when it comes to viruses and bacteria, the world's foremost expert. And he explained how we are confounded and also confronted with a real serious problem that nobody seems to be talking about. And that is that these viruses come and go like the wind. It just so happens that this one was engineered to be more difficult than it might otherwise have been, because already it's mutated 19 different times that they can tell of since it started last fall, and continues like most other viruses and most bacteria do. The bacteria and the viruses are the host beings on this planet. Humans are not, whether you know that or not. We are here at the convenience of the viruses and the bacteria. This gentleman who's been studying virology, if that's what I think the correct pronunciation, and the growth of bacteria, explains that there are so many millions of types of bacteria, and many of them are good. We need good, healthy bacteria in our gut in order to live. And these viruses that we're surrounded with, we all know about how the regular flu changes its form, and that's why most of the time the flu vaccine that you get isn't worth much, because the flu itself has mutated and changed to address, is very smart. It can address the things that we put out there to get rid of it. And so it just keeps changing and changing and changing. And in this circumstance, this virus, which was developed in a food lab in China, where they were developing, they have actually a foundry where they take the bones from chickens and cows and other things that they eat, dogs, cats, bats, whatever it is, they grind them up in the rendering company, and they use that stuff for feed for the animals. So whatever is in the animals that have been eaten and are dead is ground up, put into feed, and fed to other animals. So the virus is continuous. It just keeps going, and we keep eating the stuff and keep getting it in our bodies. We have no idea how much virology, if you will, we have in our bodies. And most of the problems that we have can be traced back to these viruses. And then the Chinese government got a hold of this virus, mutated it so that it was very tough to get rid of, and it was dangerous so that they could upset the apple cart in the world. And, you know, they'll tell you one thing about, well, look at how it's bothered them, but they aren't that concerned about the people who live in China. They certainly haven't shown much concern for people in the rest of the world. In fact, if you trace what the Mossad in Israel have found, the virus was transferred by a courier from Wuhan to Milan, Italy, and then back to Iran, to Tehran, Iran. It was destined there, but they didn't want it to go directly. But the Mossad is probably them and MI6 or 5 or whoever, and our CIA watch the Chinese and what they're doing like a hawk. And so this thing was developed. They took what they had, a basic structure of a virus. Then they enhanced it, and here we go. We've got this real problem. It's eliminated billions of dollars of wealth in our country. As a result of that, we've had to, those of us who are farmers, have finally gotten some assistance from the government so that we can hold on. It's tough enough being a farmer, but imagine somebody who's on the edge having to deal with all of this stuff. It really is amazing. As a matter of fact, there's one other thing that, as far as society is concerned, we're dealing with the pandemic, if that's what you want to call it, the virus, and we're dealing with another issue that's come up that's a little fresher, and that's the issue of racism. And I think last week I addressed this a little bit because there is now on the farm evidence of a painful legacy of racism. The agricultural industry has certainly not been exempt from criticism. 14% of U.S. farmland was black-owned 100 years ago, and now only 0.52% of the nation's arable land is owned by blacks. It's been bought up by the big ag businesses, and so black communities have been robbed of billions of dollars of wealth because of the maneuvering of big ag and the government with it. So now we've got a real problem to address, and hopefully we're addressing it collectively and positively on the farm. It's time for me now to help you help yourself. Those of you who have found that we're getting into a point of the year where you really want to look your best and feel your best because you got to work the hardest, losing those excess pounds, very important to do. I'd like to send you to the product that I've been talking about for years on the radio. It's called Calitrin. It's a natural weight loss formula, works very easily, and it's guaranteed to work. If you don't like what your results are, you get your money back. You go to their website, toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, no shipping costs, and then you get the BOGO deal, buy three, get three free. It's a six-month program. I stay on it all the time because the health benefits from using this drug-free, stimulant-free product are legion. So help yourself to good health. Lose the weight. Lose it the natural way. Use the facilities at toploss.com to get on the program. Understand how it works. Buy it using the discount code DJV. And I suppose maybe I could say in a corny fashion, live happily ever after.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With so many of us working from home, it's never been more important to remain connected to your company and colleagues. And that's where Microsoft Teams comes in. Talk, type, collaborate, all in one place. Jason Brahman is from Microsoft.
The easiest way maybe to think about it is this open sort of digital environment for getting work done in this open office space. And so it does, it gives you all those attributes that you just talked about, which is kind of your virtual filing cabinet through things like OneNote or through OneDrive. Note-taking through OneNote, content creation through PowerPoint and Word. But the ability, obviously, is a big piece of the collaboration. And so whether that's through chat, which tends to be far more efficient than email, or whether it's through voice or video, much like you and I are doing right now, I don't have to navigate to different tools to do it. It gives me that one canvas or that one pane of glass to be able to operate in.
Teams is available with an Office 365 subscription.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught in an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Continuing now with a focus on something pretty unusual, in fact. A group of friends are saving a tulip farm from the virus. And so I wanted to bring these folks in to get an idea about how they got started and what this is all about. We all know in various ways, shapes, and forms, how we're dealing with the situation, the virus and what it's, you know, how it's impacting our lives, our businesses, that sort of thing. And in the farmer, the idea here is to promote some of the ideas that people are using to save their farms, make their family farms better, etc. So we've invited Andrew Miller, who is from, is it, do you pronounce it Skagit Valley? How do you pronounce that, Andrew?
Skagit, yep.
Skagit.
It's an Indian name, so that's a G, yep, like magic.
Okay, yep. All right, and where is that, where part of the world are you in?
We are halfway between Vancouver, B.C. and Seattle, Washington, right on the water.
Got it. All right, that must be a beautiful place. Actually, a
sure
great place
is.
for farming, anyway. Also, joining us, Mr. Miller is the CEO of Tulip Town, and Angela Spear is with us as well. She's the president and chief operating officer of Tulip Town. So let's start with Andrew and the background to how Tulip Town got started.
Well, about a year ago, we had our 25th high school reunion, and a bunch of us got together, and some had flown in from all over the country just to check in on each other. And we got talking about all of the exciting things that we've been doing in our lives, and we looked around and said, hey, maybe we should bring some of that here and do that here where we grew up. So we formed a private equity group, and we decided with some vision and some targeted capital, we could really focus on the things that grew us. Skagit Valley is a really unique place. As I mentioned before, we're halfway between Seattle and Vancouver, and we're on the third largest river system on the West Coast. And so we have phenomenal farmland, and one of the things that we wanted to focus on is what could we do to protect this farmland. And there's nothing more iconic in Skagit Valley than tulips. And Tulip Town was for sale, and we decided to buy Tulip Town and bring our experience in other sectors to this sector.
What was your experience?
I'm an attorney. I also have an MBA, and my two jobs previous to this, I was a crisis manager at Amazon for the global corporate side, and then I worked in economic development before we started this group.
Now, is this your full-time gig at the moment, or are you still dabbling in all the other things you were talking about?
No, this is a full-time gig. We also own a small organic flour mill, so I'm the CEO over there as well. So I've got a foot in two parts of the ag and food world, and they complement each other very well.
Are you the chief investor?
No. We across the group, we support that. So
everybody's in it. Angela, let's talk about you and how you came to be. Are you one of the co-conspirators here from the beginning?
I sure am. So the five of us that kind of started the private equity group, which is called Spinach Bus, we all grew up together and went to high school together and graduated from high school together in the same year. So we've known each other for a very long time. So, yes, I am one of the co-conspirators, and you couldn't have told me, you know, a year ago that I would have ended up. I actually live at Tulip Town on the farm. And, you know, for the past 25 years, I've been living in Seattle and working in, you know, at digital agencies, building websites and apps and doing a lot of digital marketing. So you couldn't have told me that I would have ended up back in my hometown living on a tulip farm.
That's a slab and a half, I think. It sounds like actually kind of cool. Where did you come from originally in terms of your background? Do you have any ag background at all?
Other than growing up in an ag community, and we all worked in the fields as kids, but no, none of us have a background in farming.
Ag and food, as I think the way Andrew put it, ag and food world put together, five people together saving their tulip farm. That's our focus. How those of you who grow a lot of veggies, but you also have a lot of flowers, the people around here where I am are growing lots of flowers this year. And so maybe there's an interesting combo here that we can talk about as inspiration for what you can do maybe on your farm moving forward. I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's American Family Farmer Show.
For frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Moving on now into a little bit deeper, we'll dig a little deeper into this this farm. Both of you, Angela and Andrew, why was it important? You said you all got together at the high school reunion, et cetera, et cetera. So what is there that made this jump out at you as an opportunity for, well, just an opportunity for saving, for working, for doing? What is there that, you know, that flipped the switch? Andrew, let's start with you.
Well, we live in an amazing place, and we decided we're at the point in our careers where we wanted to give back to the community, and our farm is all about community and connection. And so we were able to kind of double down and say, hey, this is something that is so important to us that we're willing to reorganize our lives and our livelihood, frankly, to jump right into doing something that we enjoy but that is absolutely critical for our community. The Tulip Festival that we have here in Skagit Valley creates about $65 million worth of tourism wow. for our community. And certainly our farm doesn't see that, but we're one of two growers in the valley. We can grow 80 different crops of commercial significance in Skagit Valley, and tulips is probably at the bottom of that in terms of actual production, but it's iconic. And so we jumped at that and said, hey, here's somewhere where we can put our stamp on and maybe bring some business innovation to the ways that people want to connect with each other and with agriculture and with horticulture. And so we said, this is really exciting. Let's do this.
All right. So, Angela, along comes this thing called the virus. And so the Tulip Festival that Andrew was talking about, not going to happen. Other things, I'm wondering what sort of activity on Tulip Town actually is encouraged at this point in time. But let's talk about, first of all, the cancellation of the festival. And that's really part of our focus here, is how you saved the farm, even though you were faced with the realities of its biggest the bonus of being there is to have this festival, and you can't have it, so what do?
Right. So, well, we bought the farm. We just bought the farm actually a year ago tomorrow. And so this was our first Tulip Festival where we get 90 to 95% of our annual revenue. So the Tulip Festival is incredibly important to us, obviously. And, you know, with the virus, you know, we started talking about it early in the year. You know, we kind of, Andrew will tell you, he's a recovering, what is it, Andrew?
Oh, Air Force Intelligence Officer, once upon a time.
Yes. So he keeps his pulse on kind of what's going on in the world as a hobby. And so anyways, we started, you know, talking about it. And then, you know, as the festival got closer and California shut down, we realized that this is not going to be a normal year by any means. And we need to regroup and figure out what we can do to, you know,
survive.
Yes. I mean, tulips are incredibly important, obviously, to our business and to our valley. So it wasn't just about us keeping our business afloat. It was about, like, how do we make sure we have tulips next year, mm-hmm. you know, to for the community as well. So we got together and we started, you know, get a whiteboard out and coming up with ideas of what we can do. And, you know, pretty quickly things came up. You know, we've never shipped flowers before, and it was pretty clear a lot of people needed and wanted to, one, support us, but they, you know, wanted that color and that life in their house. A lot of people were shut, you know, shut in at home or wherever they were living. And so, we opened a farm stand. We started shipping flowers. We did a campaign called Color for Courage.
All right. I want to talk more about how all these bits and pieces came together, given, again, your sort of non-agricultural background. Sounds like you landed on your feet pretty well. Andrew Miller is here, and Angela Speer from Tulip Town out in Washington State. Doug Steffen here on American Family Farmer Show this week.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. For many women, losing their hair is one of the most devastating side effects of cancer treatment.
Chemotherapy kill rapid dividing cells, including cancer cells, but it also causes collateral damage to other normal cells, including the hair follicle cells. Hair loss is one of the most risky side effects of chemotherapy that we haven't been able to control.
But now, thanks to ColtCap technology, medical oncologist Dr. Sarah Choumzri is able to offer some of her patients a better chance of keeping their curls.
The ColtCap works by applying the cold, which causes vasoconstriction, and it helps limit how much blood flow to the hair follicle, and it helps preserve hair follicle that way.
It's not a guarantee, but a recent study found that almost 70% of patients who received ColtCap retained more than 50% of their hair, with little in the way of side effects. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a spike in coronavirus cases in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott.
There is a massive outbreak of COVID-19 across the state of Texas. Today we will have more than 5,000 people test positive once again, as well as have more than 4,000 people hospitalized because of it.
But he says he's not reissuing stay-at-home orders. Florida is another hot spot. Governor Ron DeSantis.
What we're seeing in Florida is really rapid transmission in that 18 to 34 age group, and you're seeing a lot of cases come up. And granted, they weren't being tested at this level a couple months ago, but I also think they're testing positive at a higher and higher rate.
A few states feel they have a handle on the virus: New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. They're ordering people coming from high infection states to quarantine themselves for 14 days or face big fines. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
2 years ago, Twitter took drastic action as a part of an effort to slow the spread of misinformation through its platform, shutting down more than 2 million automated accounts, or bots. In 2015, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency ran a contest on Twitter bot detection. Participants trained their systems to identify fake accounts using 5 key data points. Number 1. Check out the profile. The most rudimentary bots lack a photo, a link, or any kind of bio. Number 2. Syntax. Using human language is still incredibly hard for machines. A bot's tweets may reveal its algorithmic logic. They may be formulaic or very repetitive, missing an obvious joke, and rapidly changing the subject or other telltale traits. Number 3. Semantics. Bots are usually created with a particular end in mind, so they may be overly obsessed with a particular topic, perhaps reposting the same link over and over again. Number 4. Behavior. Looking at tweets over time can also be revealing. If an account is tweeting at an impossible rate, or at unlikely times, or even too regularly, it's a good sign that it's a fake. And number 5. Network features. Bots may follow only a few accounts, or be followed by many other bots. The tone of a bot's tweets may also be irregular with those of its connections, suggesting a lack of any real social interaction. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Moving back into our American Family Farmer this half hour, I want to congratulate or I want to encourage people listening to KAOX in Shelley, Idaho. First week for them carrying the American Family Farmer show, joining hundreds of other stations around the country who are listening, also taking the podcast as well. You can find that at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, which is basically a summary, if you will, a reworking of some of the information from the previous week. The current podcast on the American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com begins with a summary of the news that I always do. And then we talk to some college students who've created a link to match local farms that have excess crops to people who need them in family markets. The farmers markets, the family markets are really cool. And this is sort of a redistribution of the farms sending food where it needs to go. Great idea. So that's summarized in our most recent American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Meanwhile, back to Tulip Town and the two folks at the top of the ladder. Andrew Miller is the CEO. Angela Spear is the COO. And we're talking about how to the solution to having COVID kind of screw up this fabulous tulip festival, which is where most of the money came from, as the first year on their farm. And you must have said to the two of you, each other, yikes. You put all this money,
yeah.
Right?
But yikes is in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Maybe a few expletives deleted as well. So,
it's a family show, right?
Yeah, it is. Yes. Fans, we call it the American Family Farmer.
There you go.
Yeah. But in terms of how your backgrounds have come to help you, it seemed to me both of you have certainly a social media background, and it looks like you have taken that to the fullest extent you could with online selling. People, explain a little bit more, Angela and Andrew, about what ideas, what was the thought process? How did you put the brain trust together to come up with stuff? Was it simple? Was it hard? Is it easy to do what you've done?
Well, I think, no, it's not easy to do what we've done, but we took this opportunity, and again, our background isn't, all of us have spent our lifetime solving problems of some sort or another, and so we had the confidence to come into farming, to come into to business, really, as a group, and we were able to move at the speed of trust. Like, I don't remember not knowing Angela, right? So we're in our mid-40s, and we went to first grade together. So to be able to come together around a problem, and I think, you know, I, with a background as a crisis manager, I was able to come up with a framework that we all agreed that this was going to be our approach, and that was that this crisis was going to drive creativity and some clarity as to our purpose, and then new connections with other other like-minded businesses that were out there trying to do the same thing that we were, and that was just to survive. And once we got clear, really clear on our mission, which is not just to grow tulips, our mission is to connect through agriculture and to connect through the beauty and the joy, really, frankly, that spring tulips can bring to people. Once we got really clear on that, the storytelling just came naturally. It really was as easy as getting my phone out, walking around and talking to people about our farm. What it's like to be a first-year grower, to have this this opportunity and challenge thrust on us, you know, bookended by I get to stand alone in my field. Now, Angela and I would drive around on the truck at the end of the day with a sunset and just pinch ourselves that this is the 1 year where we get to keep this to ourselves. So that was the upside. The downside is we had to figure out how to be able to farm again next year, just the economics of the whole thing.
I can certainly, it's interesting to use that phrase. I pinch myself every time. I have 114 acres, the most open land in suburban Boston West on my farm, and I pinch myself every time I walk up the driveway thinking, my God, I own this place. Well,
yeah.
The bank and I own the
many
place.
Of those.
Yeah. Yeah. So in looking into, I don't think we did a good job. Let me go back a little bit into how it was you bought it in the first place. What was the problem? Why was it for sale? Why didn't it thrive in its previous incarnation? Angela?
Well, it did well. The previous owners were in their 80s, and none of their children wanted to take over the farm. Mm-hmm. So it was as simple as that. And they really, really... So Rachel, one of our partners, and I went to the Tulip Festival Gala last year, which is kind of a kickoff to the Tulip Festival season. And the Degotes, who were the previous owners, spoke, and they said, you know, as you know, our farm is for sale, and we really want it to stay a tulip farm, and we want it to stay local, and we're just praying for a miracle. And, you know, Rachel and I looked at each other and we're like, well, we've never been a miracle before. and so we called Andrew that evening and we're like, we have to do this. We, you know, it was really something I always say, like, we felt called to it. You know, it sort of was one of those things that the farm called us to it. And it really is a dream come true. I mean, it's hard work. Everyone knows that's in farming, whether it's for a year or generations. But it's incredibly rewarding, and we all feel super lucky.
There are no accidents in life. Things happen because they
are no
supposed to happen.
Right.
And you guys are all together. I have five partners on my farm in Massachusetts, and we're doing something different. I run a dairy farm. I've been in existence for 256 years. But because of the situation with government and big ag and pushing dairy guys out, I find myself looking in the mirror and thinking, I'm going to pay my mortgage. And my son and some of his friends came to the rescue, coming up with an idea to grow cannabis on the farm in an enclosed 100,000-square-foot facility. We now are one of three that hold a license for what they call Tier 11 growing. We're going to mix a lot of different things in the production of it. It only takes 3 acres of the farm, 114 are left. Nobody will know it's there. Nobody's paying any, you know, it's just it's there. And it pays off the mortgage and probably puts a couple of bucks in our pocket. But it's that kind of stuff, and you doing what you're doing, that will save these family farms that otherwise are jeopardized. And mine would have been a development, and out there, somebody would have probably plowed up all the tulips and grown corn or something. That's mm-hmm. you know, that's how things are going without people of conscience like you mm-hmm. and others who are trying to save this way of life, to save the farmland, to do all the things that are right. And that's really the whole philosophy of this program, the American Family Farmer. So let me talk some more to you about where we are now, where we're going in a matter of moments here. Here's a reminder for all of you who are now getting ready to go out in your farmers' markets as you present yourself. It isn't like a day on the farm. When you go, you send folks out. They want to look their best. They want to feel their best. And I'm going to guess that if you're in a family, there are a lot of things about the family when you suggest do this or do that. Maybe the family doesn't react as well as you'd like them to. So maybe you set an example by, take one example, your smile, your teeth. Are your teeth the best they can be? Are they yellow because you drink a lot of coffee or tea or wine or whatever it is, and you'd like to do something about it? So here's the best of all tooth whitening products on the market today. I say the best because it's all natural, and that's what I talk about on my programs, the all-natural solutions to health problems. This particular product is called Power Swabs, and it uses a patented tooth detergent, an all-natural whitening agent, to lighten up the stains, brighten your teeth 5 minutes at a time, couple of shades each time you snap, swab, and then smile, getting rid of the coffee, the tea. Maybe you're still a smoker, I hope you're not, but all that stuff disappears, and it saves the enamel and the dentin in your teeth. The only thing that does not attack. This is not an attack mode. This is an extraction mode. So find out how you can benefit. Powerswabs.com is the web address. The suggested price is $99.85. Using the code DJV10, that's DJV10, you get 40% off plus another $10 off the price. That's why it's called DJV10. That's the code. And the satisfaction guarantee goes with it. 30 days, you don't like it, get your money back. All of this, powerswabs.com, using the code DJV10.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Is it a cold, allergies like I have, or worse? How do you know if you've contracted the coronavirus? There's lots of online tools to help, and one of them is 19check.com. We spoke to developer Kathy Tai.
19check is an online telehealth assessment platform that anybody can go on for free to check how likely they are to have coronavirus. So it's a symptoms checker, it's a survey that they fill out, and based on their answers to the questions, we calculate their risk score from low, medium to high. And we can also connect them for free to a nurse practitioner via video consultation. They can book a time and speak to a medical staff on our team to be able to understand more about their symptoms and whether or not they should be visiting hospital in person.
The website is simply 19check.com. That's the number 19check.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught in an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Back to our conversation, sort of wrapping up our focus on this fabulous opportunity these folks have taken. It really does make me feel good that people kind of look around and say, okay, we can do something about this. We can fix this. So let's talk about the actual work you're doing to promote. We've established that you don't have a festival this year, so you all got together. What's been the most successful way that you've made up the revenue or tried to make up the revenue from this festival? What's been the best way you've found so far in doing that?
So we sold a lot of bulbs. We're not a large retailer for tulip bulbs, but with the attention that we've been able to generate, we've been able to sell a lot of bulbs, and we sold quite a few tulips. You know, cut flowers are very seasonal. We only have about a six-week at most window on that. We sold a lot of bulbs that way, and we're excited about our app as well. Tulip Town 360 is a way that people can experience our farm, and we hope to be able to keep that connection with people for next year.
Tulip Town 360 is the app. Tulip Town 360. What about the bulbs? Do you have a specific, is there something known as the special Tulip Town bulb that is unique and nobody else is going to be able to hybrid their way into it?
We don't have a specific bulb, but we do have a mix that is by far our best seller on our website. And so that was one thing that, again, through social media, I would always gravitate towards our mixed rose, and apparently that was well received with our customers. So that has outsold by a mile all of our other products.
Angela, how easy or hard is it to get help to work these? I mean, this is a lot of work.
Yeah, the bulbs are kind of high maintenance. So we have luckily when we bought the farm, the two full time employees that have run the farm for years stayed on. So we have them to support us. And then we have a seasonal crew that comes in and helps, you know, harvest the bulbs and grade the bulbs and sort them. And, you know, then we have to get them on air and away from heat. And, you know, there's all sorts of things that we have to do throughout the summer until we plant again in the fall. So, you know, and throughout the pandemic, a lot of people were out of work. And we had a lot of friends and family that were incredibly critical to our success over, you know, this year. We had a lot of volunteers come out, help us ship, help us pack flowers, you name it. So
I mean, just thankful that you are there. But your background certainly would lead one to believe that you're going to be very successful in figuring out web development and marketing and that sort of thing, which is the new world order when it comes to selling things like this. So for those of you who want to get more info, I guess you go to Tulip Town 360 for the app to order, but there's a lot of information online. This is Tulip Town is actually in the Mount Vernon area of Washington State, correct?
Yep.
So how far away from Seattle are you?
60 miles north of Seattle.
Okay, just up north there a little bit. Well, I wish you well. This is an undertaking and a half, but I'm not a stranger to hard work, and neither are you, it sounds like. That's the way you got to look at it. You got to look at the fact you're saving something worthwhile, and it's worth hard work. So, again, absolutely, thank you to Andrew Miller, who's the CEO, and Angela Speer, the COO of Tulip Farm. Tulip Town, I like that. Tulip Town and the Tulip Town Farm out in Washington State. Great example of how to work with something and make it worthwhile and to make it something for the generations. This is the American Family Farm.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with my commentary and a reminder that we have a podcast every week of the most recent American Family Farmer show, so you can get the sum and substance of what we were talking about in the most recent podcast that's available now at American Family Farmer Show, discussion about these college students who created a link to match local farms that have excess crops and products to people who need it. Food banks, that kind of stuff. It's a great marketing idea. So if you want to get the story of that, and also the story of a husband and wife who were looking for the simple life. They've had quite the dairy farm adventure, and you can read about that if you go to, you'll see a lot of information on our Instagram account, and also you can go to the website AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com to listen to the podcast. A lot of fun. My commentary this week is a focus on overproduction, pollution. There's another farm report that's out this week that shows how a handful of corporations and cooperatives are controlling more and more of, well, in this case, I'm looking at global dairy production and how the Chinese government has gotten involved in this, buying up a lot of milk resources, not only in our country, but in New Zealand and Australia. There's a report, it's called Milking the Planet, finds the 13 biggest multinational dairy businesses increased milk production by 8% this past year, squeezing out with mergers and acquisitions the production of the guys, the women and men who have 80 cows, 100 cows, even maybe 150 cows, pushing them out because they can do it cheaper, and that's all the cooperatives, DFA and all these other outfits, the producers, that's all they want is cheap, cheap, cheap. And they don't think in the public, I think, is beginning to, frankly, get wise to this, understanding the quality of milk is crap. And so now you see a lot of dairy farms that are increasing this past year. The number of individual dairy farms have increased, the number that are producing and selling their own milk on the farm has increased by 11%. Farmers are trying to do lots of things to lower their costs and to survive. That's why there are larger scale production outfits. But there also are these little local co-ops that are presenting, you know, I remember, I've been milking cows all my life. I stopped a few years ago because I just got fed up with the stupid regulations that came with me selling raw milk, and also the folks at Dean Foods, just they didn't want to come to the farm. They didn't want to, yeah, it just is, I was not in an area where there was, it was easy for the trucker to get on and off the highway. And now we've had, in the last couple of years, the dismantling of production. Now there are quotas, you know. I'm sure you know that. If you're a dairy farmer, you know that there are quotas. That's why so many people are dumping milk. And so there have been movements to reduce milk production. The processors are demanding the culling of cows. They're marketing better, but people, as I said, are wise to the quality. I think the most cow-friendly approach is to reformulate diets to increase the amount of milk that we are using, because people, you know, see the benefits. Sell. Remember the old days, make mine milk? Those were great days to sell the quality of milk. But you got to make sure the quality is there, and it isn't. You on your local farm, however, can create quality, can sell quality, can produce it, and your marketing efforts will show that what the people in your area are going to desire is what you have. That's why so many places, especially in the Northeast, up in New York and Vermont, some of the other places, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, they put these co-ops together, four or five farms, and they bought a little processor, and they're selling their milk on the farm or in the store, and they're having a fabulous year, frankly. But you have to convince the banker that you're worth lending. You know, look at all the stats and say, oh, my God, look at all the farms going out of business. Now, you got to get a banker to be on your side. You got to be willing to understand how to market and push and push and push. And there, I think after that, in a while, you're going to see great results. I've seen some farmers' business up 33, 34, 35% on that formulation. So hopefully you'll do that so we don't have to dump any more milk. That's my commentary. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farm. It's our return.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.